You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In May, a federal judge gave Michigan lawmakers 90 days to overhaul the state's sex offender registry law. The ruling came after a 2016 federal appeals court decision that found the sex offender registry law was unconstitutional in that it violated our constitutional protections against increasing the penalties for a crime after someone has been found guilty and sentenced. Well, the 90-day deadline has passed, and the law still stands. Miriam Aukerman is a senior staff attorney with the ACLU of Michigan. Miriam, remind us why it was that this federal judge 3 years ago ruled Michigan's Sex Offender Registry Act was unconstitutional and why the U.S. Supreme Court agreed by not taking up the state's appeal of that ruling.
Well, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals 3 years ago said that essentially Michigan's registry is so ineffective, so broken that it's unconstitutional. It's punishment. It basically creates this Byzantine maze of restrictions that make it impossible for people ever to get out of our broken criminal justice system.
And then the U.S. Supreme Court basically agreed, correct, by not taking up the state's appeal of the ruling?
The Supreme Court denied cert, and so that Sixth Circuit ruling, which was 3 years ago, is binding law, and yet here we are 3 years later with a system that has not only been ruled unconstitutional, but that is completely broken, ineffective, and actually makes all of us less safe.
Miriam, how is this harming people's constitutional rights? Help us understand. Can you share a few stories with us that really highlight how this law is not working the way it should?
So registries don't work to keep us safe. What they do is they sabotage people's reentry into society. They make it impossible for people to find work, to find housing, to live with their families, to raise their children. And this law did that retroactively, which is what the Court of Appeals was focused on. But what we have is a system that basically makes it impossible for people to reintegrate. It punishes them for the rest of their lives. And by doing that, it makes us less safe because it sabotages reentry and makes it impossible for people to reintegrate into society.
Put that into concrete terms for us. Give us a for instance.
So, for instance, an individual, one of our clients, you know, he committed an offense where he was involved with a young woman who's now his wife, and as a result of that, ended up on the registry. He then could not live with his wife and their children. He was homeless. He couldn't find work. When he did find work, he didn't know what he had to report. So that's a sort of extreme example, but sort of more common examples, people who have committed more serious offenses, those individuals too deserve a chance to reintegrate into society and to live with their families and to be part of the community. And I think what we have to distinguish here is who are we mad at and what do we want? What we want is to prevent sexual offending. What we want is public safety. And registries do not do that. We need to be supporting survivors, focusing on prevention. And part of that is also ensuring that people who have been held accountable when they return to the community can reintegrate into the community.
This has certainly been such an ongoing issue for years now. Just to kind of walk through quickly, the first federal court ruling that found Michigan's sex offender laws were too vague and even unconstitutional, that was 2015. The next year, 2016, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the state of Michigan was treating people as, and I'm quoting, moral lepers. In 2017, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the state's appeal. And then this past May, federal judge Robert Cleland gave Michigan lawmakers 90 days to change the state's sex offender registry. Law. Here we are, 4 years, multiple federal court rulings later. That deadline came, it went, and nothing about the law has changed. Why? Why has there not been movement on this?
Well, I think the reality is that legislators are using sexual violence as a way to get elected. I mean, it's much easier to keep people on a registry, to give the public a false sense of security, than to really invest in the hard work of prevention and treatment. Every time that we're taking officers who have to sit behind a desk and track whether someone's gone on vacation or not, that's an officer who's not out there working to make sure that rape kits are tested. That's an officer that's not getting training about how to appropriately deal with sexual assault victims. And so lawmakers are treating this as a political hot potato when instead of focusing on what Michigan families need, which is true public safety, we need to focus on making sure that we address the root causes of sexual violence. I mean, we know that 95% of individuals who are arrested for sex offenses were never on a sex offender registry. 93% of child sex abuse cases are committed by families and acquaintances. And so we need to focus our resources on where the real problems are rather than creating this false sense of security.
Miriam, parties met with Judge Cleland last week, and the judge said you and others involved reported, and I'll quote, a working group of state stakeholders has made significant progress on proposed new legislation. What kind of progress?
So there have been really good conversations about what a reform would look like. And I think what's most interesting to me about those conversations is that behind closed doors, law enforcement will tell you that they do not need a registry. They don't need this, and we need to be focused on what we actually need. And so what we're seeing with in those discussions is really a broad consensus that registries, they're not needed for public safety, and there's a broad consensus that we need to really shrink the registry. We believe that registries are so counterproductive that they should be abolished altogether, and we shouldn't have a public policy that doesn't work and pretend it's working. But we support moving forward with reducing the harm that registries cause by shrinking the registry, doing things like removing children who are currently on the registry from the registry, shortening the registration terms, getting rid of all these Byzantine requirements that people have to report all sorts of information. We're setting people up to fail. We need to be supporting rather than sabotaging reentry.
Miriam, when do you expect new legislation to be put forward, and have any new bill sponsors come forward?
Well, I can't get into the details of the legislative negotiations, but I can tell you that we expect to see movement soon. The judge has required us to report to him every 30 days on the legislative progress here. It's important that this moves forward, and regardless of what happens in court, the legislature is going to have to pass a new law, because what we have now is a law that is on the books that is unconstitutional, was held unconstitutional 3 years ago. Nothing the court does is going to change the fact that the legislature has to act here.
Do you have any expectation of timetable? I mean, the federal courts have been calling this unconstitutional for, you know, 4 years now.
Well, on Tuesday, the court issued another order basically setting the briefing schedule. We're going to be going forward with the litigation. So the litigation is going on concurrently with the legislation. And while nothing the court does will alter the fact that there has to be new legislation, the court could basically issue an injunction against the law. So if the legislature doesn't act, and it needs to act, we're going to have to see this moving forward. I'm hopeful that we will see something introduced quite soon and that legislators will do their jobs to keep Michigan families safe by really ending or at least reducing the harm that this registry causes to Michigan families.
Are you confident there is a legislator who will step forward to push this along?
Yes, I am confident, because I think all of the stakeholders recognize that this needs to have a legislative solution. Stakeholders recognize that we cannot continue to have a broken and ineffective system that makes us less safe and a system that the courts have said is blatantly unconstitutional.
Miriam, convicted sex offenders are not high on the list of groups of people who engender a lot of public sympathy. In fact, I'm sure there are people hearing us talk who are thinking the more onerous the laws, the better. How do you answer that? What do you think they're missing?
Regardless of how angry we are at the harm that people have caused, we have to think about what is it that we want. And our goal here is public safety. Our goal is to keep our kids safe, to make sure that no one experiences harm. And we are undercutting that goal when we drive people into despair. If people cannot find work, if they cannot find housing, if they cannot live with their families and reintegrate into the community, we are making all of us less safe. So the question is, do you want to be mad or do you want to be safe? If you want to be safe, then you don't want a registry.
Miriam Aukerman, ACLU of Michigan. Thank you, Miriam.
You're welcome. Great to talk to you, Cindy.